We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
So the kingdom principle is to look at the unseen and call for the unseen. I don't care whether it looks like anybody's given to you or not. The Word said it's so, then you ought to say it's so. Now, if you'll say it's so and keep saying that it's so according to God's Word, then faith will come. Faith in what? Faith in the promise that you activated by giving. Now, you know why many people don't ever enter into that? They give and say, well, I know nothing ever good happens to me. I give it, but I just don't expect anything in return. I'm just trying to be humble. No, that's not humility, that's ignorance. As someone said, that's ignorance gone to seed. You're not giving just to get, but that's the way you activate the promise of God. But just activating the promise is not enough. You've got to believe what the Word said about the promise. So the principle is to begin to look at the unseen. What is it you don't see? You don't see yourself with abundance. So start looking at the unseen and start seeing yourself with abundance. Now, there'll be people that'll tell you when you start talking about kingdom principles, they'll call you the occult and sorcery and everything else. But now listen, if you're going to do what Jesus said, you're going to be kind of strange to the world anyway. Let me tell you something about people that criticize you when you do what the Word says. You don't have to defend God's Word. I don't have to defend the principle of God's Word. It has stood the test of time. And I'm going to let it stand on its own. I just keep doing it and it keeps working. I don't care what they call it. I know where it came from. It came from the Word of God. And it'll work as long as you'll work it. If you'll say what God said, it'll cause faith to come to you. Now, let me run through this right quick and kind of tie some of these things together. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, you remember in the other session I said that the kingdom of God is capable of supplying your every single need in this life. And the kingdom is within you. Now, that doesn't mean that you're self-sufficient within yourself. That means that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost dwells in you in this kingdom, and they will supply your need according to their riches and glory by Christ Jesus, the things that He's already given, but He has given it through His Word. If you don't receive His Word, you won't receive it. If you don't have the faith that the Word is true, it won't work for you, and it won't come to your house. But if you will confess and proclaim and speak what God said, then faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Now let me show you something. God's Word is filled with faith. If there was no faith in God's Word, you couldn't get any faith by hearing it. But since there is faith in God's Word, that is His divine energy. I call it the divine energy of God. There is sufficient energy in every promise in the Bible to cause the manifestation of it in your life and the life of every person on the face of the earth, and there would still be as much faith in it as there was when he started. But it'll lay right there in the Word of God and be dormant and nothing happen unless someone puts that Word in their mouth and begins to speak it and hear it with their own ears, and it causes that spiritual force that is dormant inside that promise to get inside them and cause the manifestation of it in their finances, in their physical body, in their situation in life. Now somebody said, how in the world does it do that? We talked about it the other session. Kingdom of God's if a man casts the seed into the ground. He finds the seed of what he wants. What God's promised him. We're not talking about something God doesn't want you to have. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about things that God's promised you and given to you. Not only promised it, He gave it to you. It belongs to you. You just haven't taken possession of it. So you go and see what it is you have need of that He has promised. And then you take the seed. See, the seed is in itself. The law of Genesis says the seed is in itself. The ability to reproduce that in your life. The promise is in the promise itself. So you speak the promise, and faith cometh by hearing. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, so that means faith is the substance of things desired. Now, if faith is the substance of things desired, and I desire what God has promised me, then faith is a substance of the promise that God gave me. In other words, it'll cause the manifestation of it. Now let me show you something else. We call this a law of reciprocals. There is a reciprocal truth to every truth. If faith is a substance of things desired, then fear, which is an opposite force of faith, must be the substance of things not desired. Job proved that to be true. He said, "The thing I've greatly feared has come upon me." You should resist fear like you'd resist the devil. When the devil says, "You're not going to have the money to make the car payment. You're not going to have the money to make the house payment at the end of the year." He wants to instill fear in you. Because fear of what the devil said is faith in the devil. So if faith in God comes by hearing the word of God, faith in the devil or fear comes by hearing the words of the devil. Now, I don't care how you pray or what you say in prayer, if it is in line with what the devil said, it's not going to cause a manifestation of God's promise in your life. Many people pray the problem and wonder why they have the problem. You know what Jesus said to do? Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. Them what? Them things you prayed. Now, if you prayed them problems, guess what? You're going to have them problems because faith cometh by hearing, and you just heard yourself saying, "Lord, I prayed, it's not working out, things getting worse." Now, you're asking God to do something about it, and God can't do a thing about it as long as you continue to say what the devil says. Faith in God comes by hearing the word of God. Faith in the devil comes by hearing the words of the devil. Faith is a substance of things desired. Fear is a substance of things not desired. So it's your choice. You have to decide. You must operate in the kingdom principles if you're going to have the things that God promised you. Now we're here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Let's come on down to verse 3. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now listen to what he said. The worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen in the natural realm were not made out of things that you could see, or that do appear or apparent to the eye. In other words, he's saying that it was made out of spiritual forces. That spiritual force was faith. You could say it this way. We understand it was through faith that the world was framed by the word of God. Now, isn't that what John 1:1 said, as we quoted there? In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Words made all things. Then the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, there's people that'll say, "Well, you're just trying to make the Word God." No, I didn't try to do that. God did that. Isn't that what he said? In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The Word is God over every situation. Now you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the Word of the Bible is God. But God said that the Word was with God and the Word was God. God's Word is God over every situation that you face in life. But now if you deny the Word, then the devil's Word may be God over your situation. You understand what I'm saying? Because it'll cause fear to come. The principle of looking at the unseen. Not getting centered up on what you do see. Because what you do see is subject to change. You can take the Word of God and faith in that Word, and you can change what you see. God's Word will change it. But we've got to do something about it. I mean, we can't just read it in the Bible and say, "Well, God's given me all things, so glory to God. I'm just going to have all things and just sit back and wait for it to come." No, it won't work that way because you've got to do something about it. There was a guy who wrote me a letter and said, "Boy," he said, "I'm glad I caught your radio program the other morning." He said, "I was going to work," and he said, "I'd been praying for God to just drop money down from heaven on me." And he said, "As I was going to work, I turned your program on, and you said, 'God's not going to rain $5 bills out of heaven on you. He's not a counterfeiter.'" And he said, "That really shook me up, because he said I'd been praying for God to rain money down from heaven on me." No, the money that you need's in this earth. He tells you how to work the principle of the kingdom to get it to work for you. Kingdom of God's if a man cast the seed into the ground. So get the seed that you need. Now, if you need finances, go to the Word of God and find the Scriptures concerning finances. If you have any question about whether it's God's will for you to have abundance in this life or not, let me give you two scriptures. John 10:10, the dividing line of the Bible. The thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Then 2 Corinthians 8:9, where Paul said, you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. Now there's always people that come up with, now Brother Capps, that's just talking about spiritually. I beg your pardon. Read both of those chapters, chapter 8 and chapter 9. And you'll find out that Paul is not talking about spiritually. Those whole two chapters almost totally are dealing with nothing but money. Finances. And somebody said, yeah, but Jesus was poor, so we got to be like him. Oh, no, that's not what Paul said. He said, Jesus became poor, that ye through his poverty, he suffered the curse of poverty, that you might be rich. Now, don't get offended at the word rich. He's not talking about everybody having $1 million. He's talking about having abundance. That word means abundance. So Jesus has become poor while he was here on earth to suffer the curse of poverty, that you, through his poverty, might have abundance. That's why he said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Before I leave the broadcast, I'll remind you that all of this week we have CD offer number 7306 entitled The Ministry of Angels. Three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, a total of $27. You remember in the Old Testament, in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, God said to Israel, for mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I'll cut them off. Now, he assigned a special angel to them to lead them to the promised land. But did you know that they didn't get to the promised land? The people that he first said that to, they all died in the wilderness with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. Because they would not speak what God said. They would not agree with what God said. God said, I've given you the land. Go in and possess it. They went in there to search out the land and came back with an evil report. 10 of the spies did. 12 went in. 10 came back and said, we're not able to possess the land. There are giants over there. Joshua and Caleb saw the same giants. They came back and said, we're well able. Let's go in at once. Now here's the point that we talk about in these series. The fact that even the angel of the Lord that had been assigned to them to lead them to the promised land, couldn't get them to the promised land if they did not obey or keep the word of God in their mouth, and they died in the wilderness. If you don't keep God's word in your mouth, you won't have faith in your heart to do the things that you need to do in life. Ministry of Angels, offer number 7306. Three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, a total of $27. Toll-free order line 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.